Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of I Digress. I go by the name Uncle Debo. Yes, that's me.
And I don't like to introduce myself. I think we should stop this introduction thing.
Why?
I don't know who we are. Yeah,
we're already popular on the streets.
Yeah.
Not on the streets though. You are on the streets, unfortunately. How's the streets going?
I'm in my house. I'm not on the streets.
Your house
in Jesus' name. Your house will be on the streets.
But like, what's your house? What's your address?
Oh yeah, my house on the streets.
Exactly. You see? Your house on the streets.
No, I'm not. I'm not actually. I'm indoors.
You're out of the streets.
Speaking to Jesus.
Sidewalk. Found somebody.
You know what? I'm right on the streets. Forget about it. Right in the middle. Like you know that place where that yield that spot that it is.
That divider, go left, go right.
I'm standing in the middle. Is it left? Is it right? I don't know.
Don't worry. How's the streets? Is it cold?
Yeah, the streets are cold.
Not much going on.
So, yeah. There's no traffic.
Hope nobody's calling.
Everybody's indoors.
Hope nobody's calling you sis.
Off.
Hope that's not the case. Unless.
In the name of Jesus, they will not call me sis. No. No. Please, no.
Right, that's good.
Yeah.
How's your week been though?
I don't know. On Monday we did this health and fitness thing, wellness thing at work. And then I opted. See, there were different options. There was sauna. Pilates is stressful. High intensity, whatever, is stressful too. But there was sauna. But you know what your girl chose? I decided to go for boxing. I go, you know what? Let me just go try it out.
How's it?
The whole of yesterday. Yesterday was Tuesday, I think. I was, which one is vertical, which one is horizontal? Lying down. I was horizontal throughout because I couldn't get up. I think I went too hard. And then, I thought I was Floyd Money. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know. It was awful.
I think boxing is...
I think it's nice. It's very interesting. I loved it. At the moment, I felt like I was punching somebody's face.
Were able to land some. Did you feel like you were connecting?
Yes.
That's the hardest part about boxing, feeling like you're actually connecting because you can throw your hands.
No, I connect, but it wasn't a lot. Like
a lot of time you throw your hands, but like...
I don't throw my hands. Throw my hands at what?
To heaven.
Throw my hands to... Lift in church. Yeah, in church.
Whatever your mind is on, stop it.
Bro. In church.
Ladies and gentlemen, look at this.
But no... But no. I feel like I landed a few punches. My partner was one of the... VPs. He was so cool. So we're just like rotating.
Oh, okay.
But I felt like I went too hard. I think that's what it was. Felt I went too hard and then I just... And if I'm actually looking to start like boxing classes,
they're good.
Yeah.
They're good for... Because boxing does
expensive.
A lot of like... yeah, it is.
You
do a lot of skipping, so you have a lot of
exercises. And I love skipping too. So yeah. I think that's... I would check.
Speaking of health and wellness, I also ended up going to the gym on...
You always go to the gym.
Friday. No, but I've been struggling recently. I used to be a morning person. I can't wake up in the morning. My alarm rings every morning, by the way. I haven't turned it off. 7 days a week, I have a 6:55 a.m. alarm that always rings. But all I do is wake up to turn it off and go to bed. It's like, that's the routine.
Shouldn't your wife have just deactivated it by now? Or she just enjoys it?
No. So we have like a, you know, as married couple.
You have devotion.
We have, yeah, exactly. you get me now. We pray to God in the morning. You know, so we have like a devotional time.
And what time? It's definitely not at 6:55.
Yeah, it's earlier than that.
It was earlier than that?
Yeah. So we do 6:30 devotion. Mm-hmm. And then we do 6:50. I do 6:55, just phone ringing out loud for no fucking reason.
So this devotion, I know you guys are married now. So like, this devotion, is it just like purely like Bible stuff?
Yeah. What's Bible stuff?
Like just Bible. Like
knowing each other.
Yeah, so there's different stuff, right? There's, you can't... hey, how do I say this without sounding like...
Yeah, confusing me.
So, devotion, okay? Is reading Bible.
Yeah. So, just communicating.
Or other biblical stuff. Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, no, none of the stuff. None of the stuff in your mind.
Oh, okay. I don't know, because you know you marry people. I mean, you have license now, so I guess...
Yeah, you know that's the coolest part about getting married? You know, like, you can actually pray and touch hands at the same time. Like it's
can actually, you really do that?
Yeah,
that's
you
distraction.
No, it's not like you can actually have your hand on Yash and be like, Father Lord, and still not be concerned. See, trust me, if I ever was to tell anybody about to marry, that's it. Hand on Yash. Thank you, Jesus. right on the booty. And there's nothing wrong with it. Like, it is a God-given, you know?
I mean, I think it's just time for me to get married. I mean, you've convinced me now, right, to marry.
Reason 100 why you should marry. Well, yeah, yeah. So we do like devotion. Wake up 6:55, and I try to go to the gym, but I'm not able to go every. I've not gone any more. I've gone like twice in the morning. But then I went on Friday, I think, and I did legs. And then I did the worst combination of whatever. I took protein. I did like supplements, and I took like two like cups of creatine.
C4.
Yeah. And I was like a drug addict in the gym. I spent 2 hours plus, and I did my calves. And I couldn't walk from Sunday till Tuesday. Like, I'm not joking. After playing ball on Sunday morning, I couldn't actually walk.
You still have strength to play ball.
It was paining me in the morning, but I wasn't really feeling it like that. But after the ball, when I drove and I stopped the car and I tried to come down, I was crippled. Like, I stood.
The fuck did you say you were crippled? Like, I was just like,
what's going on? Legs are not working. I'm telling you. I didn't go to work. I was meant to go to work this week. I couldn't go because of that. Because on Monday, Tuesday, I was useless. Wednesday, I said, no, Thursday is tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen.
So, no.
Going to
work. Maybe no.
Maybe?
Maybe no.
It's not happening. Yeah, but, like, that's on my own fitness. But I'm trying my hardest to get back into, like,
I don't enjoy anything fitness related. I'm not ashamed to say it. I hate it. I don't enjoy pain. It's not it's not my thing.
Guys, you can hear it. No pain.
No pain. I mean...
Yes.
No pain. I'm going to say it like that. No pain that's going to no pain. But yeah, I hate everything fitness. I don't like to get involved. Oh, by the way, I was going to ask you, so who was your, when you were growing up, or maybe now, your celebrity crush? Did you have a celebrity crush when you were younger?
Ah, tough question. I always find this question weird because I never had a female celebrity crush. Do you get? Like, there was actually no woman. Because I love music, right? If you didn't know, now you know. I love music, so I always liked... It was all musicians for me. Like, it was never film. There was never an actress that I...
Yeah.
That I liked or something. So it had to be music heavy.
Yeah, it was music. Music. I'm talking about music now. And
there was nobody. I remember one time... I remember in secondary school, there was this guy that...
So when I say crush, I don't necessarily mean like, oh, you like want to be with them or you want to get with them. It could even just be that. You just love their music so much.
Not a single woman.
Really?
I swear. I can't think of... There was none back then. Like, Rihanna had it for like 2 seconds. Maybe like when she did like Pon de Replay or something like that, one of those songs. Like, I knew Rihanna was a cutie. Like, I knew before even anybody, man. Rihanna was cute, man.
But ladies, you didn't discover that. Get out,
yeah. But man, it was D'Banj, One Day Cool. Neil. Ah, I love Neil.
You did?
Yeah, yeah. You know the head thing? Yeah, no hair.
Oh,
on the
yeah,
head,
you guys
cap,
are yeah, very similar.
Like
yeah.
So I used to wear that cap back in the day, like a fedora cap. And I used to like, come closer.
I knew someone who looked like Neil.
Oh. And people at some point tell me I look like him, but I don't think so.
That's a lie.
I'm definitely more beautiful than Neil.
Right, no, so but.
I never had that. But growing older, though, ooh, I had this huge crush on Kemi Adetiba. God damn. See, if Kemi called my number, I'll pick it.
What about her? Like,
I don't know. I just had this thing for
her.
I just like.
Was it her based off of her work or based off of like personality?
So I admired her work first of all from the film aspect. I did admire her work, but then there was this, she had this picture of her. I think she's wearing red or something.
I know that picture.
I
know that picture.
I saw that picture one time. I was like, no, stop it.
You can't get it, man.
Toasting me. Stop it, toasting me. No. She looks so good. And after that, I think I followed her. I just saw the way she carried herself, like, and obviously knowing that she also wasn't married kind of made me think that there was a possibility there. Like, you know, I could have just, you know,
could bump her DMs, in, you know, like, in a banner.
Yeah. Sister Kemi, what's up? How you doing?
No, let me pay for your groceries.
Let me get one or twos for you. My name is Dewom. You might not know me, but you
but
get
I know
to.
You.
Nah, yeah, yeah. But I think that was the... That's probably the... Yeah. The
I think... I so for me, it was yesterday. I remembered. I had forgotten. Like, I never forget. It was just never top of mind. So I was going through Instagram and I just came across T-Pain's page and I'm like,
T-Pain.
Let me tell you that till today, I loved Adekole Gold. In fact, somebody at some point entered my DM and they're like, oh, you like him more than you like Adekunle Gold, because there was time I loved Adekunle Gold. See, oh, I can't even explain it to you. It's like, yeah, I'm talking like 2014, 2015, like at the very beginning.
Yeah.
But I tell you that nobody has even come 50% close to what I felt for T-Pain. Now, it wasn't even like, it wasn't the kind of admiration like, oh my God, I wish he could just love me or something. I don't know what it was. I'm trying to put it into words. So I thought physically, I loved everything about him physically.
T-Pain.
Listen, don't judge me. I loved from the hair on his head to his toenails. I was like, whew. I'm fasting, so I don't want to say certain things. But like, I loved him. Like, he was like, so not necessarily him. It was like, if I just see this person in someone else, which I kind of now then did. So I met someone I remember the first time I saw this guy, the first thing I was like, oh my God, he looks like T-Pain. And I tell you that, so I put it on my story. I said that it informed some decisions in my life. I'm telling you, I dated this person because, beginning. He was a sweet guy. He was an amazing guy. But like, that was the beginning.
Well, the first point of attraction was,
it was like,
looked
they
like
had
T-Pain.
The same, like, so T-Pain has this thing with
with
his lip. Yes. My God, he could sing. Oh my, and he was tall. He was the same color, the same every, he wasn't even that tall, was he? Well, I was short, so it didn't really matter.
Yeah.
I was an SS1. This man was beautiful. He looked just like T-Pain. And I tell you that I saved his name when I first met him as T-Pain, and then I put his real name on the side in brackets. That was how bad it was. I loved to bring the point that I knew everything about his family. Like, I knew his kids' names. I knew his wife's name. I knew everything. Anybody who knew me, and this was high school. I was like, 16?
Yeah.
Well, not 16. No, 16 was just 3. So I liked him from all the way from the beginning, and then it just kept growing and growing. I mean, at some point, yeah, because he stopped producing music for a while, and then I just kind of fell off. But I was in love. I met people because, in fact, my very first birthday present from a guy was the original T-Pain Epiphany CD, like with the seal and everything. Like, I'm telling, that was my very first gift from a guy.
Yeah.
That CD, I'm sure it's somewhere in my house. I'm sure that case somewhere.
I used to be a huge fan of T-Pain also. I liked Akon, so you kind of like just transition into T-Pain at some point.
Yeah, I liked Akon too.
His music was, T-Pain was a lit though. Like, I'm not even going to lie. Can't believe something?
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it. Bartender, I'm Sprung.
Those
songs are like,
that's what I'm going to play on the way home, because
yeah, you know what, I'm actually do a T-Pain playlist on my way home as well, give myself. But that's funny to see T-Pain.
Yeah.
Hey,
and I was a young girl, you know.
You like gangster?
That's the thing. I don't think he wasn't
soft
even
gangster.
He was a very soft, like teddy bear. His name was Teddy, you know. So it's like, stop.
The guy he didn't have dreads though. Did he have dreads?
He didn't have dreads, but he had like a little afro, you know. The resemblance was uncanny. I know some people that are listening to this thing, they're going to laugh, and they're probably going to call me as I listen to this, because there's one particular person, you know yourself. I think I met him on a camp. There was this camp we used to go to when we were young. It's called Salt and Light. So like, if you were living
in
Nevada,
a Christian camp?
Yeah, so it was a Christian camp.
You met
your wife at Christian camp, so shut the hell up.
Yeah, continue your story. Uh-huh.
Not you.
sorry.
And you know, the funny thing is, when I first landed in Canada, this guy's brother was the first person that you know how you just run into people that you know?
He's
the first person I knew that I bumped into in Canada. His brother. And he calls his brother, like, I don't know what's expecting to happen. Like, oh, guess who I have here? And I was like, how am I supposed to be? Like, I dated this boy when I was in SS1, SS2, like 20
years.
I'll
be like, hey, guys, like, what's hi. Up? We don't have to form deep voice for you. Like, hey, what's up? How you doing? Like, a long time.
Plus, he had connected with me, so at some point to ask me to do, I was supposed to do one job for him, and I just flaked. And so I guess he was mad at me.
Meeting your high school, Yoruba.
He's here in Canada, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was about to say high school. But I almost said high school. So I had to like stop.
I'm not surprised.
Meeting your high school crush or ex is usually one of the funniest things in life. Many years after. You know about?
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah, it is. Maybe for, I think from a guy's perspective, or like from my perspective, it's a bit different because I have to act cool now. Like, hey, what's up? How you doing, man? You good?
I have to act sexy, maybe. What? Like, oh, I'm grown. I got to look. No, I don't think so, you know?
I feel like you just have to. You have to kind of like say, show that I'm different now.
So is it like, are you talking about like crush or like boyfriend?
Like even like crush, anyone like you kind of almost did, almost got involved with, like you were involved like a relationship.
And you guys like,
haven't seen contact. Okay. Contacted since then. And you see, I'm like, now you kind of have to have like a complete different outlook of who you are. You have to be different. You have
and they'd
to
be
like,
so disappointed. Because yeah, they'd be like, now they come wearing, like, oh. I'm wearing hoodies and sweatpants.
No, but
that's the thing,
you're always going to hear, oh my God, you've changed.
But I really haven't. God, you,
Jesus.
I really have not.
So you want to wear hoodies and sweatpants in school?
No, but I was like a tomboy. Nose ring in school. I didn't have a nose
and
ring.
Your glasses were
like,
not big as fuck.
Oh, I wore Harry Potter glasses.
You must be.
I'm not kidding. Like
I have
exactly
a picture
Harry
of you
Potter.
That I can't wait for your birthday.
You don't
because
have
I am going to post it everywhere.
No, that no. Like, you want the rainbow like, t-shirts?
Yeah, man.
No, you're lying.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna be like, happy birthday. You see that picture?
You guys, you're going to see that after my birthday. You just see that Debo will stop recording me because I'd have cut him off. I'd have great shedding. I'm not
hey,
I'd have shed him
guys,
off.
Guys, please help me beg for you. For you shedding. For you shedding, no. I might be next.
No, please.
Next year I'll receive email. We're laying off. Hey, God, dude. Nah. But I think you always have to. You always have to. I just think about it. At my wedding, I saw a couple of my secondary school exes. I hadn't seen them in a while.
They came to your wedding?
Yeah.
You invited them?
I invited a bunch of my secondary school
so people just tagged along?
No, and I think I invited like two of them, actually. I sent them a DM. Like, oh, you invited? Cause
are you in good terms?
Yeah, yeah. I don't have an ex that I am in bad terms with.
But what's going on?
Bird. I'm trying to give my British and my American accent. I was thinking about how I'm going to hype at
no
the party.
Bird.
I was thinking, you know, sometimes I just be like, oi, mate, let's go, spin it, bruv, spin it. And I'm like, yo, my nigga, pump that shit. You know?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just working on my multiple personalities.
Personality.
Yeah, but yeah, I invited them. Like, I'm always, not always, to be honest, because the older I grew, the more I realized that I don't take shit like that. Like, when I was much younger, I could take shit. I didn't really care. But the older I grew, I realized I don't take shit. So I can be nice and be friendly. Most of the time, I also was just like, I think a lot of times, not a lot of times, 50 or 60 times, I got dumped.
Over
being a dumper. Yeah, you know, girls don't like good guys.
I don't
That's
know about that.
No.
I like only good guys.
I think when women get older,
yeah,
they like good guys. When you're younger, you want the guy that is like...
I've actually only liked good guys when I was
to,
in school.
I moved to a woman.
Because that guy was really good.
Are you sure?
I mean, I did dumb things, but...
To your understanding, you look like T-Pain. You look like a soft gangster.
Yeah, but I did... you know what? I'm not going to air my dirty laundry. But yeah, he was a good guy.
I always think women don't like good guys when they're younger. They like the idea of a good guy, but one... Because most times at that age,
I agree. You just want someone that's going to give like some drama, excitement. You just want what you don't have in your everyday life.
And the big boys and the popular guys in secondary school.
Everybody wants someone that's popular.
Yeah,
come on.
They're usually the ones that are, you know, not rascals. I'm using rascals like my father. You're a rascal. But like, they're usually the ones that have like an edge to them.
Yeah,
right?
They drive in high school.
Exactly.
Like
so that's what's you know.
Yeah, but it was like, yeah, it was attractive.
I wasn't like that. I was
you
no
want
soft
those boys
boy.
That are sagging, just a little bit of sag, not
I
too much.
My trouser was on my tummy.
No, you wouldn't have gotten no.
And I used to have a pot belly before, you know.
In high school?
Yeah, I had a pot, bruv.
No wonder they were dumping you. They were what?
Jesus. Hey, no. But it was just a couple. It was just like, I had this very funny story. One girl, she accepted to date me doing like, this is hilarious. I'm throwing my ass outside. She accepted to date me when I was in doing breakfast on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, okay, yeah. I'm chatting. I was like, Debo, you know, I thought about what you said. I think we can be a girlfriend. I'm like, oh, no shit, bro. Love it. Do your lunch, you dump me. She said, I changed my mind, bro. I went back, I thought about it. I told my friends, you're not the guy for me.
You're not cool enough.
Yo, I thought about
that.
Yeah, because
the friends
long.
Are very important. The friends, you want to get to the friends before you even get to the girl.
Which is funny because I then dated two of her friends.
Damn.
Don't play
in
with
school?
Me. Man. Don't play with
in
me. Don't play with me. Don't play with me. Same
life.
School, same class. SS1 science. Two of my friends, term after term.
Look at those evil friends. Ladies, beware, beware, beware of those
friends.
She
thought I was joking in the streets.
I would chase you from good thing, and then they would go and collect it.
She thought I was joking in this street. She didn't know what was coming. You don't play with me like that. But yeah, that was a funny one. She dumped me in like, and I had this girl that I was. This was me. I had the girl I was talking to. She was in a different school, and it was always at midnight. I think I had this on my when I started the podcast. When I said this story, it was midnight, and then it was always midnight call. Right, mm-hmm. So it was always deep voice. Hey, how you doing?
Oh my god, yeah. Oh my god, I'm remembering T-Pain now.
She's like, oh yeah, I just got home. I'm a bit tired. My prince is stressing me out, and that's how I used to talk all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, cause it was always in the night, so you always have that voice, like that cool, relax. She's always like, I love talking to you. It's just so nice. I'm like, thank you. I just try. Then I like the B. I'm gonna lie, I liked it a lot. But then with different schools. We then go to school, and I meet another girl in school, and then, you know, like, great. You know, what's the English now? I was about to say something bias. Mm-hmm. When someone is closer to you, what's that English?
Proximity.
Thank you. Proximity bias. Sorry, yeah, sorry.
No, I'm going to get you a bit the dictionary.
Ah.
I'm going to buy you outside. Because right, that's what you mean. You mean
nah,
floppy.
The thing about it is I'm stressed. I'm working on too many things. My brain is...
By the way, guys, congratulations at this Debo. He was named in the end credits.
Yeah, the end credits. Andor. I'm very sure you do not know. Yeah, it's a Star Wars
TV
show.
That's all I just heard. That's all Star Wars. I'm like, yay!
Shit, some people don't know that.
Like, yay, it's Star Andor. Wars. I don't know anything else.
Thank you so much.
Debo is a celeb again.
I try my hardest to be relevant, even though I'm not very proud of that credit because. Was when I was struggling at work, but
nobody, it doesn't matter. They don't gotta know.
Yeah, I'm gonna cut that part out. yeah. So I went back to what I was saying. I went back to school, and then when I went back to school, I fell in love. I met this girl. I met this girl that I liked, and I really liked this one in school. So I came back home, and like this girl was talking again, and then my voice changed. I'm like, hey, how you doing here today? Yeah, shit, fuck. Like my voice changed, my personality changed. I didn't have that intimate vibe towards her again. It was all like yeah, friends. My bud. Oh, man, she did not talk to me again.
I wouldn't talk to you too.
Then I met her in the US many years later.
And she looked good?
She looked good. Okay. She looked shit. She looked good.
It's always endeavor to look good. Don't be like me.
Nah, she looked nice. And we spoke. It was friendly and exchanged numbers.
But you see what you said about how girls like bad guys in the beginning and then later in life they just want peace and they just get with the nice guys. I think it's the opposite for you men. I think that you guys go, shadi the bad ones, you guys go for like, well, anybody really, you guys go for like the good girls initially because those are the easily attainable ones, right? And then in later in life you claim that you want peace, but it's a lie. You see, you go for the you married a good one, but generally y'all don't like peace.
I want problems.
You guys want problems. Always. Problems. You will not leave the good ones, okay?
Because
a friend of mine told me, hey, you know, there's one guy I was talking to, but you know, she don't have content. What does that mean?
I want problems.
What does that mean?
Give me problems.
Yeah, I know she's not a good babe, not a good girl, but she don't get content. Please.
Nah, that's hilarious. Now, so this is what I generally think. I agree with you, and I agree with the...
Because you all want baddies. You want the one that's going
to be
a kineko in the streets and a freak in the streets. Ain't nobody got time for that. But I don't know. But you guys claim one thing, and then... Because you see some point, you're like, oh, this girl, she's crazy. This guy can't... And the next thing, you see the crazy ones. Next thing, you just see rose petals on the bed.
So this one, Mia, I genuinely think that the issue lies within...
Because I love me my crazy friends, so...
I think men always want women that are better than, like, better than what they think they can get. I think that's just it. So I'm not better or higher. So when, for instance, now, I'll use money as it. Not every woman likes money, but most do.
Like me, I don't like
money. Right? But most do. Forgive me, but let's just use that example. Money. If I'm earning $10,000 annually, right?
I can only have
annually. I'm just using the
Okay, mass. Okay. Like sorry, I'll just be sure that you were saying the right thing.
I'm earning $10,000 annually. We all understand based on circumstances. Shit, you're fucked. But like, If you're earning, if I was earning $10,000 annually, right, and I was moving to a woman, right, and I wanted to give a woman a good time, mm-hmm. I would be able to afford things that range in $0 to $15 most of the time, right? So that's the woman I would look. That's the woman I would look at naturally, right? I won't want to overstate and be insulted. Now I start to earn $100,000. Mm-hmm. That goes up by 100 right now. I can spend a bit like 100 to 1,000. Shit, fuck that. I'm pimping. Mm. You get me now? Now you've seen me with that zero to you see me toasting certain girls, right? And I'm like, no, what? No. My bank account has changed.
My girls gotta change.
You get, no, my girls gotta change. But you want to express it, right? And if you express it via the woman you're moving to, you're talking to, you're probably going to talk to women that quote unquote, you know. Live
you
lavish.
You can express it to the same girl that you were expressing $15 to. You know?
That's true. But I think a lot of men just want to. It's a thing of ego. Now, a girl that was telling me no back then can't tell me no now. Do you get what I mean? So that's why I'm using money. Money isn't always the factor. It could be different things. It could be like
looks.
It could be glow up, exactly. It could be several things. It could be Jesus.
It could be Jesus.
Really could be Jesus. A guy could have been like, not in church, and then he came into church, and all the girls in the choir are like, brother, lift up those hands, right? You guys, so it could be anything. I'm just using money as a factor because that's the easier one to explain, right? So that's it. And then you look at it, those are the women you now like, oh, I couldn't get you before, but I can get you now. That's why you see men tend to. So it's not necessarily, I don't think it's a thing of, oh, I don't want the good ones, because a lot of guys actually do go for good girls, but they
not necessarily.
You will see that. Oh, okay. And what is a good girl really? What is? Because I always want problems.
Yeah. I just know that men, they say that they want peace, but I know for free that it's a lie.
Peace is subjective.
Yes. I did not know that peace was subjective before I met men. And I knew that peace was not a five-letter word. It meant so many things. So
peace is very subjective.
It's like they see the one that's just going to give them peace of mind. I'm not going to stress you. But you see that one that they'll be complaining about every week. This babe, she just won't kill me, Jerry. I don't even know it. You see that girl, that's when I go back and come and be begging. I think when I was coming, I was going to adopt that peaceless
behavior. No, but I think now the way adulting is going, actually men really want peace.
No, it's a lie.
No, I think so. I can't speak for 30 plus men. I'm not there yet. Right? But like, you know, under 30 is one peace. 25 to 30.
That's a lie too, you know?
No, 25 to 30 one piece. Because it's really...
You're speaking for a whole demographic. You can't... I don't think
no,
you
no,
are.
No, I'm speaking as spokesperson for this, our party. Balabulu. Our party. I'm speaking that, you know, I think a lot of people want peace. Like genuinely want, like, you don't want, because it can really get messy. You can get, like, fights and shouting and fuck you and banging of doors. Like.
Have you ever been in a relationship where someone is, like, yelling in a fight and, like, slamming things and, like, breaking things?
Hey! I'm walking out through the back door. What?
Through the what?
I'm walking out through the back door. You can wash your mind, bro. I mean, that's a good way to end it, though. Yeah. You get the vibe. Wash your mind, Faye. Wash your mind.
I'm just asking.
Nah, I've never been in one. I don't think I'm too soft of a guy to go through a relationship whereby
it's that much drama.
Nah, I can't do it. Like, and also I learned this as I continue my relationship, that you have to realize what's your partner's way of solving crisis.
So your fight language.
Exactly. So your way of solving crisis might not be your partner's way of solving crisis. And most times you would trigger the person by your own way, or they might trigger you by your own way. So until you actually sit down, talk about it, mix it up in like stew, and then really figure out what exactly helps us solve issues faster. It would just be, if it's different, you just be fine. Because
it will always be different.
I'm a head-on person.
I think it will always be different. I think it is just kind of meeting in the middle. I think it's very important. The same way we all like learn people's love languages, they're supposed to understand each other's fight languages as well.
Yeah.
It would always be different. Some people want to talk about it right away.
Yeah.
I'm not a talk about it right away person. Yeah. I want to stew over it. I want to think. Because I want to be able to say things and make informed decisions.
Yeah.
And not talk out of place anger. Or whatever. And not even, the truth is, I actually don't talk out of anger. I've noticed, like, I can't really name two instances where I've spoken out of anger, apart from maybe to my brother, because that doesn't really count, right? But, like, to a partner, I don't think that there's ever been a time I could be really upset. I would either tell you I'm going to call you back or walk away or just be quiet. I'm just going to watch you finish what you're doing or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I will go think about it and come back. But some people just want to talk about it head on. I think in such a situation, like, there will be some times where some things have been spoken about right there. There's no time to go back because it might be something that is burning. But also, I think it's giving each other the leeway, right? Sometimes talk about it. Sometimes, even though you want to talk about it so bad, let the person, depending on where the issue is even leaning towards, to be honest, let the person go think about it. Because it's also not fair to say, I want to talk about it right now. This person doesn't have anything to give. I honestly, if somebody wants to talk about something right now with me and we're having like a serious argument, except it's something that is very what's that English? time sensitive, except it's time sensitive, I don't think it's fair for someone to force me to talk about it right away because I would have nothing to say.
Yeah.
Plus, if I speak about it right away, I would go away and I wish I had said 50 things and I probably only said 5.
Yeah.
So I want to go and gather my thoughts. Sometimes I write my thoughts down. I write it down and when I come and sit down, on my notes, I'm taking it to, point one, you said this is... The answer is no. And the reason is, I'm literally going to write it down like word for word because that's the only way I'm able to express myself. But I also think that understanding that kind of helps. I don't know. I've never, like, I don't know that I have any friend. Maybe I have one friend that is like crazy, throw shit around and like screaming down the house. But I don't think I know many people that are
Me, I get it and I agree with you because very similar. I'm direct opposite of you, right? I want things to be said now. Let's get it done because I might not remember in 2 days. You tell me, oh, Debo, you upset me. You didn't.
For free that my brain is like elephants. You didn't turn. I don't forget things.
I know. That's the funny thing. Like you didn't. You left the pillow upside down. I did. Yes. And I told. I did. Why? I can't remember. And like that's it. So when you're telling me, and this is for me playing the other part, because like I said, it's very important that people understand that you have to take both systems and mix it together to realize what's perfect in conflict resolution. You understand? You have to mix together to understand what's best in conflict resolution. And it's not even like marriage. It's like, I think even for friendship, right?
Yeah.
Like anything, any form of ship, even a sit relationship. Right? I think it's best for...
Don't be resolving no damn conflict situation. If you then you fight, it's over. Go.
Right? I feel like it's very important because, like, for me now, if I don't remember, you're bringing something up. Everything you are saying at that moment is null and void because I can't remember the circumstance, the anger or the emotion I have. So whatever you're saying now, I'm just listening and trying to picture it in my mind. I'm like, okay. But it's not going to have the same impact if you told me at that moment it happened. Because I remember... And I know this is exactly what happened. This is what you said. This is what you thought. And you get, I may not agree with you. We might still have arguments and all that kind of stuff. But then...
God, I hate arguments.
But you get, so that's why conflict resolution. But I don't want to go so much into... I don't want to give people too much nuggets, you know, about what life is on the other side.
You can't do counseling first. I'm going to lend it.
Yes, let me start. You know, I'm going to say, I want to start every episode before we end. I want to be telling one thing that has changed that I got married. One thing.
Gosh, you
I'll start
guys.
With today, guys. Before we end this episode. One. Do you know as a married man, you cannot wear your ring to the gym? Because when you lift weights, it hurts. So every time in the gym, you remember you're married with your ring. I never knew that. And I always used to wear rings. But I never used to wear them
so
to the gym.
So it hurts? So
yeah, my ring is kind of thick. So
it's so the remembrance is the hurt, the pain?
Yeah, the pain. The pain.
The pain of marriage?
No. Jesus, no. The pain, you know, like Jesus died for us, but he was in pain. So like the pain they are going through, right?
To you're dead to self.
Yeah, exactly. You're like you're letting go of everything, and as you're pulling, you're like, take
picking
the pain.
Up my wife.
Yeah, you know, I don't think I'm making sense,
God.
But you know what I mean.
It doesn't even sound right.
But anyways, nugget number one, like thing number one I realized, I'll start doing this every week, because I have a few that I've actually noticed. One, when you go to the gym as a married man with your ring, you kind of have to always take off your ring. If your ring is slim, you're good. If your ring is kind of thick, you possibly can't lift weights well. You can't do pull-ups at all. Pull-ups is a no-no.
Interesting.
You have to take it off. So every man you see in the gym...
in the gym is possibly married.
Guys, on this note, I want to say goodbye. On this note, I don't want to say no more.
Don't let them toast you in the gym, man. They're married. They just have to take off their rings for health purposes.
Angle. Anyways, guys, I hope you guys had a great episode. We'll be back with much more.
Yes, we have a guest next episode.
Yay.
Bow, bow,
bow. Yeah, so.
Insert DJ music right here. Oh, and then, Debo, your party.
Yeah. If you're in Toronto or you're in Canada or even in America, you can just come. There's nothing you're doing in America, really, besides gunshots and election violence.
Debo, I'm moving to America.
Good luck to you. Like that. Because all you're going to be dealing with is gunshot, election violence,
reject in Jesus' name.
Possibly
I'm moving tsunamis. Into peace. I'm moving into peace.
What type of peace? Male peace?
I mean...
Decide for yourself. But yeah, you guys, I'm having a party on February 18, 19. I don't even know right now.
18,
actually? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm having a party. The idea is actually for it to be, it's not really a slow jam type party, but I want to play songs I usually don't hear in clubs because everybody's trying to get like super hyped mm-hmm. and super drunk.
We'll get your vibe on.
Exactly.
Like it's a 420 kind of party.
You know what? I wanted to see a way I could say that without having to say that.
It's okay. I said it for you.
I think a little bit of kana, you know?
So just 420. If you don't know what 420 is, then you should. I don't know.
If you inhaled a little bit of bass before the party, oh my God, you would have an excellent time. I will just tell you that. Like, mm-hmm. facts. You enjoy yourself. But if you inhale a little bit of bass.
But
not
me, I'll be there, but I'll have my mind right, you know. Mind right, some tides, you know.
None of that. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening. Have a great one. Stay jiggy. I still remain your humble. I think we should not be introducing ourselves. But you're humble.
Because he just can't help himself. Thank you, guys. You know who I am. Bye.